When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the United States and Japan and tradition and arrangements and how things are progressing, because there's a development that has occurred on the foreign policy scene, and it's probably not going to be recognized for what it is. So what occurred? U.S. and Japanese officials met at incredibly high levels. And they have announced that they are going to strengthen the security arrangement, the alliance. This is what Biden had to say. Together, our countries are taking significant steps to strengthen defense security cooperation. We're modernizing command and control structures, and we're increasing the interoperability and planning of our militaries so they can work together in a seamless and effective way. This is the most significant upgrade in our alliance since it was first established. I'm pleased to announce that for the first time, Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network of air, missile, and defense architecture. Quick fact check. Is all this true? Is it the most significant upgrade? Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal, and it doesn't seem like it right now, but it is. Creating defense architecture, air defense, that ranges from Japan to Australia, that's a big deal as well. The reason it's a big deal is because what you are looking at is the beginning of something that could easily turn into NATO for the Pacific. It's a large development. There's also talk that isn't mentioned in his statement, but it does appear that the U.S., the U.K., and Australia are trying to figure out how to work Japan into an agreement that they have, which, again, it's another step towards a NATO-style arrangement for the Pacific. Okay, what else was said? This part. Our alliance we have with Japan is purely defensive in nature. It's a defensive alliance. And the things we discuss today improve our cooperation and are purely about defense and readiness. It's not aimed at any one nation or a threat to the region. And it doesn't have anything to do with conflict. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with immediate conflict, but it's not aimed at any one nation? I mean, come on. I'm willing to bet that there's one nation that would never be invited. Right? This is definitely the U.S. putting together a check against China. That's what it is. We are in a near-peer contest. At some point, government and officials are going to have to stop pretending that we're not. It already exists. It's a Cold War, but not quite as dramatic. It's low key, and it has more to do with economic might than anything else. It's different, but it's the same. To suggest that this move doesn't have a specific reason, I mean, you can try to sell that to the American people if you want to. I don't know that they're going to buy it. Okay, and then the obvious question: what does any of this have to do with that shirt, right? Okay, so there's another thing. If you're in D.C., you probably already know where this is going. If you don't know about the story and about the tradition, the United States and Japan have a very long tradition when it comes to cherry trees. It's a story worth looking into. A lot of those cherry trees in D.C., they have been damaged. Japan will be providing 250 new cherry trees to replace some of the damaged ones or those that had to be taken out for various reasons. And they will be providing those in recognition of the U.S. having its 250th anniversary in 2026. So that's what's going on. This, it's not going to get the coverage it should, because this is one of those things that's a building block. Later on, it will become way more important. You are seeing the start of the Pacific version of NATO. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.